100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Well, the NFL draft is underway. Round one taking place yesterday. Saints did not have a pick. The other three teams in the NFC South did. We'll tell you who they had and who are the new players that the Saints will be contending with. Yes, unfortunately, an LSU Tiger will be in the NFC South. But the other big name from a school up in Baton Rouge. When will Greedy Williams go? We'll touch a little bit on that here as well. Got a fun list lined up for you because today it is the second and third rounds, and the Saints do have a pick in the second round. Mike Triplett coming up bottom of the hour. Larry Holder, 115. Chris Blair, voice of the Tigers. A big injury news yesterday took place for LSU. We'll get into all of that and more after we officially welcome you to the weekend.
It's Friday.
And there he is, or she is rather. It is none other than Rebecca Black. I kept saying, I didn't mean he, Jordan the intern. Don't laugh at me. You know what I mean. I'm so used to, you know, the camel, Sean Payton, the works. We saw Sean Payton. That's right. I guess that is true. We did do that. We are live, by the way. Had no idea she was the Daily Double over on Jeopardy.
Yep.
That's incredible. Is that guy still winning, by the way? He's up to like $700 million or whatever?
Nope, he's up to $1,750,000. He's on today, but he got the Daily Double with Rebecca Black.
That is unbelievable. Seriously. I don't mind watching talk shows every now and then. I watch that show and I realize I know nothing. Occasionally, I might come close to actually knowing one of the answers. You know, it's one of those shows that doesn't exactly work for me the most for that. We are live at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans, the TPC, here on the West Bank on an absolutely gorgeous, gorgeous day. Join the intern here with me as well on a big, big Friday. It is day two of the NFL draft, rounds two and three. And right from here, Jordan, you know where we parked right here? Well, I don't know. Call it 100 yards from where we are. Going to get in our cars, head on over to Hooters. Come on by. Join us tonight. Draft special, 6 to 10 o'clock. We'll be on the show live. John Forcade, Robert Meacham will be there. So if you got any Super Bowl gear, anything from Robert that you want signed, dude, he'll be more than happy to take pictures, sign stuff with you as well. Jordan, the intern, just tapped his chest. He feels that he will get somebody to ask for an autograph. I doubt it, but there is a bet between John Forcade and Jordan, the intern, for one ghost pepper wing over at Hooters tonight. Whoever gets the least amount of signatures or pictures taken, we can do that as well between you and John Forcade, Jordan. We'll have to eat a ghost pepper wing. Are you ready for that? Have you prepared yourself for the possibility of having to eat a ghost pepper wing?
I'll eat one no matter what.
You're going to eat a ghost pepper wing no matter what?
Yeah, I've seen all those YouTube videos of the challenges of the ghost pepper.
Are you sure?
Challenge.
Okay, look, I'm going to give you a mulligan since we're on the golf course. I'm going to give you a mulligan. You know what a mulligan is? You get to do it over. You get to go over and it won't count. I'm going to ask you again. Are you sure no matter what you want to do a ghost pepper wing?
Positive.
All right, well, Joey, you heard it, right? It's on tape.
I'm going to do
it's
it.
On it's
tape.
On the podcast. Well, you know what? We will tweet
no
it.
No redactions. We'll
Instagram video, Facebook video, and Twitter video. I'm going to promise you right now, it's going to be a video that will live for a while.
It's going to be so easy.
You know why?
Why?
Because people are going to love watching you in pain. Have you ever done anything that has to do with a ghost pepper?
No, that's why I said I want to try it.
You realize ghost peppers stay with you for a while.
Ooh, I'm fully aware.
As in,
into the mouth.
No. Not even that. One of the managers at Hooters said he had to try the ghost. He took a nibble of the ghost pepper itself. Like, you need, like, milk. I mean, you're going through experience, a lot of things.
Perfect. We'll have ice cream ready for me.
Oh, my. All right, Joey.
Milk.
I tell you what.
Ice
you know,
cream's milk.
We're going to have fun with this.
Yeah,
all right.
Many a friend. We still can't find him.
Well,
milk.
We will see. So, all right. You know what? There it is. Go ahead and tweet it. At some point tonight, Jordan the intern is going to, just for the heck of it, do a ghost pepper wing.
With a cow.
Absolutely.
Dude, I do 3 Mile Island. I'm perfectly content with that. And 3 Mile Island
you're
is.
You're a wimp.
No, buddy. It's like the top.
Dude, it's you pretty, never ate a ghost pepper?
Well, no. The top is the ghost pepper, and I have no
you
desire
have
to try
sign a waiver.
That. Yeah. Dude, whoa. It's. Like, you can't cut your eyes with something. I mean, like, with your hands, like. You don't get it. That's it stays on your hands. I mean,
the devil said no.
Yes.
No.
Yes, the devil said no to ghost pepper. Yeah. Oh, I'm going to enjoy it. I can't believe he's really doing this.
Videotape it, please.
I'm not afraid.
Oh, we're going to do it.
Yes.
All right.
Download.
You should be afraid, but if you're not, hey, I'll take you with it. I'll give you a ton of respect for that. Mike Triplett, ESPN.com, is going to join us at 12:30. Larry Holder, 1:15, as we say, we'll get their takes on as to what the Saints can sort of do. We told you yesterday there was probably a not a high probability that the Saints would move into the first round and trade assets of the future or move in and do all that. And they didn't. And you saw on social media, Sean Payton on the Saints radio network on WWL, Zach Streif's interview. Jordan, remember, we talked about it on the way over here. He was in workout shorts and a workout shirt. That is a clear indication he had no intention.
He was in his Saturday attire.
Yes. He had no indication. There was no indication that he was going to go to the podium.
He just got back from mowing the lawn.
No. Not just that. It was a clear indication of, you know what? It's a relaxing day. We're just going to sit here in case something happens. We get a phone call, you know, but they were just there to be there. Jeff Ireland was also on the Saints radio network and said some very interesting things to their philosophies that Josh Tazetstein turned into a column or an article that we can touch on here as well that I thought was very interesting as to helping limit or have the success rate that the Saints have had in the draft. And a lot of it is just, look, it's a crapshoot. It's a gamble. You're hoping that certain players do stuff. And, you know, it's you're hoping that things work out. You never really know. But Jeff Ireland, I thought, put a very interesting thing that he was making mention is that one of the ways to make sure you can sort of do better is to limit the amount of players that you actually have on your board, right? So Josh Kazetstein, TopSpeakUnanola.com, you know, put it all together from what Jeff Ireland was saying in this radio interview. And he said, look, this year's draft, you have 254 picks. That's the total. But the Saints only put on the board less than 150. So less than 150. Now, again, that narrows it down. Now, look, you can look at it and say, well, look, not all of them would have been Saints or does it make sense and things of that nature. I get it. But what Jeff Ireland was saying was he said, quote, we've cut down the number of players that we put on the board. I think we cross-check a lot more. We've put a lot more effort into a particular player. We've come up with a philosophical system in place and really, look, if a guy doesn't fit, we get him off the board. If a guy's got character issues, we get him off the board. And we don't like it. We get him off the board. He continued, we don't muddy the water. We really try to nail the character. We really study why do players fail in this league? Why do players have success in this league? So we really try to pinpoint comparisons of guys and things like that. But I think more than anything else, you just cut down your margin for error. Increase your margin for success, and I think that's the biggest difference. It's an interesting philosophy because it's so grounded in common sense, isn't it? I mean, it's grounded in common sense. You have a good team. You have talent. You have a locker room in which you hear players repeatedly say that they're together. They feel that they're a part of the team, that they're wanted. We spoke yesterday on the show when John was with us about one of the things that stands out characteristically on this team is the ability to know that you can play on this team, that you can have an opportunity to start on this team, contribute on this team, doesn't matter how you got there. It's not always like that everywhere else, right? I mean, you hear it all the time in different ways of how teams are run. Higher picks tend to get a little more benefit of the doubt. If you weren't a high pick, then maybe they won't, you know, give you that opportunity. In New Orleans, it's never been like that. Sean Payton says it. Once the draft is over, once you start getting into OTAs and everything, how you got there, it doesn't matter. Are you here? And if you're here, then what do you do? And what you do at practice, what you do when you're given the opportunity, determines if you can do it. So it was interesting to kind of hear that, because remember, when he arrived in 2015, I think he helped bring fresh pair of eyes, fresh pair of just a lot of different outlooks on things, right? Remember the first Senior Bowl after he had arrived for Miami, he said, hey, you know, it was so funny during the draft day. He had to calm down Sean Payton. He had to calm down Mickey Loomis, because they just wanted to trade everybody. Trade here, trade there, let's move up, let's trade this guy. And he was like, whoa, everybody settle down, right? He almost joked that he had to, like, kind of tell Sean, go get out the room for a bit and kind of let us be. So we'll keep you posted on all that more, but I want to hear from you as well. We're here. It's day two. The Saints do have a draft pick. It's ready to go. No picks in the third and fourth as of yet. As of yet. I say that as of yet because you got a fifth, you got two in the sixth, and you got two in the seventh, and you got the second to last pick of the second round today. Pick number 30, 62 overall. So you're going to hear that a lot today. Where do they want to go? Join the intern. Feel free after you write down whatever it is that just made your eyes bulge. Go ahead and put down on Twitter, who is it that you want for the Saints? I know it's hard. If you want to give me a player, give me a player. If you want to give me a position, position's fine. Where do you think they need to go? Jordan, I'm going to say offensive line. Offensive line will be the player that they take at 62. We've talked a little bit about it. Makes sense. It kind of screams to me. Could be the best player available. I don't know. I do think best player available is sort of like that. So I'm going to go on record and say offensive line. Who? I don't have that for you. I am not Fletcher Mackel with mock draft 17.5678 with a pie over it. I'm just going to say, well, I got to pick a position. I'm going to go O-line. Jordan, do you want to pick now or do you want to pick later on?
I want to pick where 62.
No, I'm saying, do you want to pick your position?
Yeah, I want to pick my position.
Okay.
I liked what you and David Grubbs said last night on the show. I think linebacker definitely is a position that
linebacker.
Same, yeah.
Okay, so you're going linebacker.
Yeah. Ooh, I think that's definitely a position that
I'm jotting it down. Jordan says linebacker. I'm going O-line. Okay.
Just something to give more depth into
again,
that position. Is more.
That's why I keep saying it, man. You know, it's why I went with Tampa Bay pick. When we come back, join the interns, going to tell us who selected for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Atlanta Falcons, and the Carolina Kitty Cats. Is what it is, right? Got plenty to get into. I'm super pumped. We're here live at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans on the 19th hole. So if you're making your way out here, you can't miss it. You'll see Jordan. We're right when you walk up the ramp before you even get into the 19th hole. It's right where you walk in, where the entrance is, the practice putting green, just to the, I guess, my right, the left of the first tee, and we're just to the right of the ninth green. As we have a couple teams on there as well, we'll give you a leaderboard update as well coming up. Don't forget, our coverage today is brought to you by State Farm agents Ashley Berrios in Cutoff and Nora Vaden Holmes in Metairie. So thanks to those agents for helping us out here today and getting us out here. An absolutely gorgeous day. I mean, no humidity, Jordan. It is just, picture perfect, man. You could not have asked for a difference in days from yesterday to today. And more importantly, just gorgeous, gorgeous weather. So come on out, have a little fun, either now or for sure over at Hooters tonight. Don't forget, 6 to 10 draft special coming up live from Hooters. John Forcade, Robert Meacham, Marlon Faywright, and the rest of the Sports Hangover crew will be there as well. Hour 1 brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. We'll be back on ESPN New Orleans. Town.
Hi, I'm Jason Giles with the King Firm. In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Hi folks, Chris Morales again with Barker Mazda. Spring is here and it's time for you to spring into action. Tell us what you want and we will deliver. Want excitement? Come see the all-new 2019 Mazda 3. This car is one of the most eye-catching, exhilarating, and safest vehicles on the road today. Want power? Come drive the all-new 2019 Mazda CX-5. Available with Mazda SkyActiv-G 2.5T engine. With 250 horsepower, this engine gets you moving. Want comfort? Come check out the all-new 2019 Mazda CX-9. The perfect vehicle for the family with seating for seven. Maybe you're wanting a phenomenal deal. Come save on a new 2018 Mazda 3 hatchback or a new 2018 Mazda CX-9. Take $4,000 off the MSRP. That's $4,000 off. Plus, this month, you'll receive 2 years of complimentary maintenance on every new Mazda purchase. So come spring forward and get your new Mazda at Barker Mazda. Give us a call today at 1-800-256-2737 or check us out on the web at BarkerMazda.com. Barker Mazda, located in Big 3 Auto Corner with St. Charles meets West Tunnel Boulevard in Houma. Must take new retail delivery from dealer stock by 4/30/19. See dealer for complete details.
Come on!
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Nora Vaden Holmes is no different. Nora runs a small business in New Orleans, too, and she's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Nora Vaden Holmes for small business insurance today. NMLS number 423930.
Accidents and injuries can put your life on the sideline.
In New Orleans, there's only one king to ring when it comes to personal injury.
If you've been injured in an accident, ring the king at 909-KING.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Like I don't have a partner.
Sometimes I feel looking like forward to the month of May. Join the intern. It's April 26th. All you got to do is get through the next 5 days, including today. May 1st is next Wednesday, and it's on. Starting the month of May, my job is to try to get Jordan the intern a date. Yep. I like that, Joey. I like that. May Day May for Jordan the intern. We have four Thursdays at Vinny's. And the bet is, I believe that we can get a lucky lady to stop on in during the remote between 12 and 3 and ask Jordan out on a date. Sarah will pay for it, and I'll even chip in as well. That's what I'm saying.
We could probably get one today.
That's not happening.
I'm looking good today.
You do have a golf look to you, but, you know, again, you're working today. On Thursdays, well, you know, you're normally there to eat the wings and the wraps and everything else. We're live at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans on the 19th hole, just to the right of the 9th green. Got plenty to get into the rest of the ways. We said Mike Tripoli coming up in less than 10 minutes. Larry Holder, 115. Chris Blair is going to join us in the 2 o'clock hour, 205, 215-ish. They're on their way to Tuscaloosa right now. So as soon as he gets in, gets settled, we'll chat with the voice of the Tigers. A big injury, losing Cole Henry. How do the Tigers recover from that and who steps in and stuff? Zach Hess was going to the pen. Look, we've been talking about it, right? That for LSU, what do you do with him? He has struggled on starts. So maybe you go to the pen. He was heading that way, according to Paul Maneri, before this injury. So we'll touch on that here as well. Plus a couple of guests here from the Zurich, as we'll talk to Steve Worthy, who helps put the whole tournament together, coming up at 1:45, and some junior reporters that the Four Kids Foundation has throughout the tournament at 1:30. My guess is, Jordan, they probably, just...
they're probably better than me, you're trying to say?
I'm kind of inferring that, yeah.
And now we're gonna have to have a face-off now.
You know, just kind of saying that. 800-998-1003 if you'd like to join into the conversation as well. Looking for your takes. Jordan, did you tweet it out yet? What position do you think the Saints will draft tonight? Again, they're scheduled to pick at 62. They can move up. They can move out. But if they pick at 62, the second to last pick in the second round, who you got? I'm going guard. Tackle. I'm going offensive lineman. Jordan, you're going with? You're going with?
Linebacker.
Okay. Craig from the Bayou wants to chime in. Craig, thanks for calling us today, man. What you got?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I heard your comment earlier about the offensive line, and let me just let you know I agree totally. But here's my reason why I don't think it's going to happen.
Okay.
I think there's only two guys that's probably has value at that spot, and that's McCoy from Texas A&M and Dalton Risner with all the versatility. And I just don't think they're going to be there at 62. So my next dream scenario would be Irv Smith, but I don't think he's going to last too. Also, I think we fall down at that point to a wide receiver who might be the best guy there, and I'm looking at Paris Campbell from Ohio State, or the dark horse guy is the big wide receiver from Stanford, Arcega Whiteside,
okay.
Who some people say he's another Mike Evans, maybe not quite at that level.
So you think receiver would be somewhere that it could go there as well? And again, I'm just looking at 32. You know, if I just click on ESPN's top available players, okay, and that are left, the 32nd best available player. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Defensive end from Louisiana Tech, Jalen Ferguson.
That was my next two guys that I was going to throw in there. He was one of the next two.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Isn't that great? Look, if he's there, I could definitely see them going after him.
Because,
look, if he didn't have that issue when he first started, which, again, we've talked about this, it's ridiculous they invite him to the combine because of it, but I don't think he's at 32. I mean, I don't think he drops that far down. So he's got talent. And look, that's a position that the Saints have looked to try to upgrade depth-wise. Now, they were trying to do that with a veteran, right? They try to do that. They met with Ziggy Ansah. They met with Robert Quinn, lost him out to the Cowboys. So I don't know if they would go in that direction. But, again, I'm just going with one through however many best available are left per ESPN, and they have the 32nd right now best available player, Jalen Ferguson, and the Saints would pick, 30th. So Miles Boykin from Notre Dame, wide receiver, Sean Bunting, cornerback, Central Michigan, Jalen Ferguson, Louisiana Tech defensive end, 32, Juan Thornhill, corner from Virginia, corner from Michigan, David Long, and Terry McLaurin, receiver from Ohio State, 27. That's kind of like around 30, I guess is what I'm getting at, because I don't see the Saints moving a ton up. If they do, they do, but I'm just saying, like, it's around there. That's kind of the ballpark of players' names that you can maybe look at in and around the time if the Saints wait to go.
Yeah, and look, let me just say this, Gus. The reason I'm throwing receiver in there, I think at that point is going to be best player available at a position of somewhat of a need. When you look at how much production and how much we've been using free agent wide receivers, I mean,
yeah.
Is the talent really that good, or is Drew Brees making these guys? Now, I'm not saying it's emergency, but look, Jalen Ferguson is one of my dark horse sleepers. I just, if he just happens to be, let me throw this at you. What if Drew Locke happens to fall that far down, the quarterback?
He would have to really, they have him right now number two. Okay, Juwan Taylor is the number one player still available. The tackle from Florida. Drew Locke is two. So, you got
wouldn't
him.
Be,
you got Ryan Finley from NC State. Well, look, here's the other thing, too. Remember, one of the things that John Forcade's been talking on, too, could some of these other quarterbacks start to fall and kind of get in there as well? And it'll be interesting just to sort of – you can go in so many different directions, man. You really honestly can.
Certainly. Okay, well, look, I'm going to let you guys go. Here's what I think.
Sure.
Second round, I'm going Paris Campbell, wide receiver, Ohio State. We could use that guy. And also there's Ohio State connection. I mean, we love Ohio State players. And the fifth round pick, Foster Moreau from LSU. That would be – I think a good scenario that could really help us.
I think it would make so much sense if Foster Moreau is available in the fifth round. Does he last to the fifth round though?
Yes.
I think if he's there, man, I'd be shocked if the Saints don't take it. They like them. I mean, I was on Inside New Orleans last night with David Grubb, and he said at the LSU Pro Day, the Saints were the time spent the most because, obviously, look, they knew Devin White and Greedy were not going to be there, even though Greedy's still available in the second. But they spent a lot of time with Foster. So, you know, does that mean anything? I know they just signed Jared Cook, but as we pointed out yesterday on our conversation on that TV show, he's 31. You know, he's not a spring chicken. But you could always have somebody to kind of learn with there. And look, there's nothing wrong with having depth, you know, when it comes to that.
And look, you got the scenario. Look, there's not a lot of players that are going to make this team. There's only one, two, possibly three roster spots that a rookie, I think, could take. So, I mean, when you got the multiple later round picks, I mean, you could maybe, you know, swap, you know, fifth round picks and throw in one of those six rounders and move up maybe anywhere from 3 to 5 spots.
100% with you.
Really, I mean, got your eye on somebody like Foster Moreau, you know, and you go ahead and snatch him up at that point.
Craig, that's how I've been feeling coming into this, right? If I'm looking at this roster, and again, we're going with the theory, Jordan, that a flag, right, kept the Saints out of the Super Bowl, right?
Handkerchief
kept the Saints, right? If we're doing that, then your roster is pretty good, and you added some talent. You added Jared Cook. You added Edwards. You added Thomas on the D-line there. You know, let's see what Latavius Murray can sort of, but I mean, you took care of needs. So I'm trying to think where realistically, and again, I understand, Craig, the Saints have been really good at being able to find mid to late round guys, undrafted rookie free agents, make the team. I get it. But I think the main reason that's happened is you haven't had a lot of talent. If you're a talented team and you have a lot of good starters and you're a playoff caliber team, the chances of a sixth or seventh round draft pick making your team are very slim. I mean, they're essentially going to be practice squad players that you can hope that you can fill a need at depth or something happens or injuries during the season. I just think the Saints are not at the point. Right. And that's what I'm saying. I just don't think the Saints are at the point where a sixth or seventh round pick starting on this team. I don't see that happening. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yes,
unless there's something there, like, you know, like we're talking about the LSC offensive lineman that fell, you know, for the Cowboys. I mean, unless we're talking about an issue that kept a high round or high valued player and made him fall. I'm just talking normally now. Are there diamonds or rough? Fine. Yes. But I mean, you're going to have to convince me that a sixth or seventh round draft pick starting on this team, where? I mean,
there's
name
no
the
room
position.
To stash anybody, Gus. There's no room to stash anybody.
Right. So I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Grab me some sixes, grab me some sevens, and let's move into the third and fourth and call it a day and go play golf on Sunday and Saturday, you know?
Certainly. All right. Thank you, Gus.
Thank you, man. Enjoy it, man. Take care, Craig. Appreciate the phone call. 800-998-1003 at ESPN Radio. No one's hit the break as we're live at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. We come back, Mike Triplett from ESPN.com. He actually went to Bristol. What, 2 days ago and had to make a pick for the New Orleans Saints as, well, actually, I don't know if he did. I think if you had a first round pick, you did. But we'll ask him where the Saints could go, what position you think eventually winds up happening. Don't forget, our coverage today is brought to you by State Farm agents Ashley Berrios and Cutoff and Nora Vaden Holmes in Metairie. And don't forget as well, tonight, live at Hooters, 6 to 10 p.m., Robert Meacham, John Forcade, Marlon Favorite, me, Jordan, Brian, the works. Come on out. We're going to have specials, beverages, wings, the works. Come on out. Have a great on time. We're going to be watching the entire way. We're there 6 to 10. We'll be there before, and we'll be there after. So the show is 6 to 10, but we're going there straight from here. So I'm probably going to show up around 4 o'clock. So come on out. Have a good time. Happy hour, by the way, is up until 6. You got half-price margaritas, beverages, of other kinds as well, including domestic beer. So just come out there and have a good time. It's a gorgeous day. We'll be out there on the deck. Cannot wait as we're live on the West Bank, TPC of Louisiana, site of the Zurich Classics, Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Thibodeau Regional, we're proud to announce we've received HealthGrade's 2017 Outstanding Patient Experience and Patient Safety Excellence Awards. Once more, we're the only hospital in Louisiana to achieve both awards 4 years in a row. Why should this matter? Because it confirms two things: our commitment to quality and your satisfaction, both very important when it comes to your family's healthcare. Thibodeau Regional, once again recognized by Health Grades for providing outstanding quality care. For more info, go to Thibodeau.com.
A two-part conversation with the great Bobby Hurley about his storied career as a player and now as a coach.
I think I had a really unrealistic perspective as a player. So much goes into it, so difficult.
Plus, the top chef in Minneapolis makes a bold claim about his city's culinary scene.
The food, especially in our town, I think is the hottest food destination in America.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
El Paso Mexican Restaurant in Raceland is well known for their authentic Mexican food. Come and enjoy their delicious lunch specials and happy hour from 3 till 7 with $2 ice cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas. Cinco de Mayo celebration is the best party on the bayou. El Paso Mexican Restaurant in Raceland will be featuring a live mariachi band for 3 days from May 3rd to May 5th. Don't miss the $2 cold beer and 2-for-1 margaritas from open to close all 3 days at El Paso Mexican Restaurant on Highway 1 in Raceland.
For all of your biggest achievements in life, Mom has always been there supporting you every step of the way. This Mother's Day, show her just how much you appreciate the love with 1-800-Flowers.com. Right now, when you get ahead of the Mother's Day rush, 1-800-Flowers will give you an exclusive 36 for 36 offer. 36 sorbet roses for just $36. That's only a dollar a rose. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Stephen A. Order today and save at 1-800-Flowers.com. Code Stephen A. It's with a PH, not a V.
Warm weather means baseball, but it also means swarming termites. Hi, I'm Nichols baseball coach Seth Thibodeau. When I want to strike out termites, I put the local experts Dan Foster and Billy Foster in the game. Terminex targets termites where they live and eliminates the colony. Call a local team at Terminex of Houma for a free inspection and quote on termite protection. It will be a home run.
Terminex is a proud supporter of Nichols Athletics.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingill.
Hi. For some strange and silly reason, Jordan the intern has volunteered himself to eat a ghost pepper wing for some reason.
Because you're going to do it with me.
That is not happening. I can assure you of that.
I'm going to make sure they mix it in with your regular wings.
I can Mel Kiper that, like, you know, chalk it and predict what's going to. I can assure you that there will be no ghost pepper wings consumed by this individual.
It's going to be
right
hidden
here
into your regular main
not
course.
A shot. You know, not happening.
Yes, it is.
Not happening. Falcons, Buccaneers, and Kitty Cats. They did have a draft pick yesterday in the first round. Join the intern. Where did the rest of the division go?
All right, so the Bucs picked Devin White at linebacker from LSU, as everybody knows.
Yeah.
The Falcons picked Chris Lindstrom, guard from Boston College. The Carolina Kitty Cats picked Brian Burns, right, linebacker from Florida State. The Falcons selected offensive tackle Caleb McGarry from Washington.
Yeah, Falcons with two first-round picks. Mike Triplett, ESPN.com, joins us to talk a little bit about yesterday and also, of course, today. The Saints have the 62nd overall pick, 30th in the second round. Yeah, I'm eventually going to get there. Mike, what's going on today, man? How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, man. We're on the 19th hole, just to the right of the 9th hole here at the Zurich Classic. Dude, it's... Yeah,
fine.
I got a little umbrella table.
I'm
telling you, it's nice. You're welcome to come hang out here. It's beautiful. Then we're going to Hooters and do the draft special, man. It's a good day today.
I was better than the, like, all the snacks I brought and burned through for 32 picks last night, I guess.
Let's talk a little bit quickly about what you saw with the Panthers, the Falcons, and Buccaneers. Look, I predicted doom and gloom. I didn't want it to happen. I had fun, obviously, since it was the 20-year anniversary of the Ricky Williams all-in move the Saints made. I asked earlier this week, Mike, if the Saints were to go full Ricky Williams, is there a player that you would do that for? I said Devin White, because I think that guy is just a game changer. Well, the Buccaneers picked up Devin White. Who would you say in the first round yesterday would have been a player that you would have said, okay, fine, if I have to go Ricky Williams, I'm doing it. Is there one?
You know, it's a good question, and I didn't actually ever, you know, such an unrealistic possibility that I never thought about it until right now.
Right.
I think if, you know, a really good comparison is what the Falcons did a couple of years ago when they did, you know, they made that huge move to go up and get Julio Jones.
Right.
A year after they had been, I think, the number one seed in the NFC. If there had been a receiver like that, I think that could have made a bigger impact than anybody on this team. Certainly maybe the best edge rusher in the draft who could come in and give you those, you know, snaps you're going to miss from Alex Okafor and maybe come in as a rookie and get 8 sacks. Those would have been two guys that you like wanted. We want this guy to help us win a Super Bowl this year. I think receiver and edge rusher would have been the two positions. So those could still be in play in round two. But I think the further you get in the draft, the less you're thinking, this guy's helping us win a Super Bowl this year, and the more you're thinking, who's a guy that's going to be a starter for several years.
No doubt, when you take a look at, obviously, what the rest of the division did yesterday, look, it made sense, right, with Tampa going Devin White. They lost Quan Alexander. They needed a quarterback and a playmaker at linebacker there. Carolina, you had, what, Thomas Davis done, and you don't know how much longer their big staple at linebacker is going to be there with Kuechly, so that makes sense there. And the Falcons needed offensive line protection, so they went in that direction as well. So when you look at the rest of the division, picks made sense for those teams, and I think Devin White, man, I just have a nasty feeling between him and Deion Jones, man. He's been a saint killer in Atlanta. Now you got a possible, you know, guy that can really make a difference in Tampa. I'll leave it at that.
Well, what's funny about Deion Jones in particular, and I don't know exactly where Devin White would have fit if the Saints would have got their hands on him somehow, is the Saints have never really gone for the Deion Jones or the Quan Alexander type, the guys who are really small at linebacker. They like bigger linebackers. I mean, you saw they went and got DeMario Davis and then put him at will, and he's such a big guy that, you know, a Deion Jones probably was never even really on their radar, but you're absolutely right that he's turned into a Saint killer, and he's been better than I think even the Falcons probably expected. He's been incredible.
Right.
So if Devin White has a Deion Jones like career, then it will drive Saints fans nuts. That, you know, I always think the storyline is overblown that the Saints never draft LSU players, but it just got to kill people around here that the Falcons and the Buccaneers always do.
No doubt. Now, one of the reasons I bring that up here as well, Mike, is because you heard me say Devin White, and you heard me say those guys on the defensive end. So I asked Jordy Internet, we're asking the question at ESPN Radio NOLA, just give me the position group that you think the Saints will go with the pick tonight. It's hard to kind of look at players, but I'm going with just give me the position group. I'm going line, man, because it's one of those things, Mike, where it makes sense, it could fill a need. And if it's in the ballpark of best player available, which is where I think overall the Saints sit tonight, they can literally pick the best player available. But if you're within 2 or 3 points, you know, if the top tackle guard combo player, say, is 87 and the best player available is 88, 85, I wonder if they don't go O-line, man, because I don't know the future of Pete. Tron Armstead's injury concerns. I don't know about center. Maybe I go a guard center combo. I mean, I just, to me, line makes a lot of sense, especially with a lot of teams picking up defensive help.
Yeah, and look, I've been saying that a lot too, and we're also kind of hedging our bets because that's 5 positions. We could be right 5 times. But, no, I agree. Like I said, the 2 places where they could use the most immediate help in their rotation, you know, right now, I think is wide receiver and defensive end. But if you're looking at this pick as a long-term thing, the guy doesn't have to start right away.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be a starter in the future, maybe a Pro Bowler. Offensive line makes a lot of sense because they do need to start replenishing the well. With Max Unger retiring, Pete's a free agent after this year. Warford's a free agent the year after that. Armstead's battled injuries. I think you do, you know, and Jermon Bushrod might not be back as the number 6 guy. So you do want to start replenishing the pipeline at offensive line. So I think that should be a priority at some point in this draft, no doubt about it. But, you know, there's very few positions I would take off the board,
right?
If any, that I can think of right now. So it's going to be about that grade. I think if somebody's an 88 and somebody else is an 85, they'll go for the 88 almost at any position.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, and I think that's the beauty of it. Because, look, Mike, I think overall, we've talked a little bit about this, they did as good a job as you could in free agency, right? I mean, I don't look at it and go, man, they overspent here, or there's a reach there, or there's hoping there. If anything, Mike, I left really the free agency signing period where, you know, you're really getting those top players. almost saying the Saints maybe got deeper and better. Well, how would you describe, if you had to in a sentence, their free agency period?
I think it was fine. They didn't have to shock the world. I think Jared Cook made it an above average free agency. If they hadn't gotten Jared Cook, I would have. You know, I went into it saying the top three positions they had to address in my mind were tight end, receiver, at least one of the two, and defensive end, either re-sign Alex Okafor or replace him. And so getting Cook got you that pass catcher you really needed, but they still have not replaced Okafor. So, you know, decent. I don't know if they made themselves better or worse, but I do like the value of all the guys they signed and, you know, the positions where they have depth, especially special teams they concentrated on a lot. And they didn't have a lot of holes still anyway. I think two different services had them rated as the most talented or deepest roster in the NFL heading into free agency.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know. I think it's one of the things too, Mike, that you take a look at it, is, you know, with the moves that they made there in the openness that it can maybe kind of go into this draft here. I look at that void of no third or fourth round pick. I look at 2 sixes, 2 sevens, and a five, and I'm like, I have trouble understanding where any sixth or seventh round draft pick makes this team. I could see them packaging those four, adding that five to somehow get into 3 and 4.
And yeah, special teams will be, I mean, when you think about the guys that make the team every year, Justin Hardy 2 years ago.
Right.
Taylor Stallworth last year. Taysom Hill, obviously, and what he's become. I mean, there's guys who can find a niche on the roster. Anyone who can get in that rotation along the defensive line, which Peyton mentioned at the golf tournament, whether it's an edge rusher or a tackle that's maybe giving you 30 snaps and sub packages, there are ways for a guy to come in and make an impact. And obviously, I've mentioned receiver a couple times. I don't think the 62nd pick in the draft is automatically your number two receiver, and that's what they're missing, because they've got a ton of number three and four receivers. But I think a second-round draft pick all of a sudden is in a neck-and-neck competition with Cameron Meredith, Ted Ginn Jr., Traquan Smith, Keith Kirkwood. They're all in the same group. You know, okay. This guy's not an automatic upgrade, but it would be the most exciting thing to watch in camp is, you know, which two of these six receivers are going to have, you know, regular roles in this offense.
Where do you see Traquan Smith? Do you think he can be a number two receiver?
He can, you know, he probably can be. He's got the pedigree. He's got the, you know, the physical, you know, skill set. We saw some awesome catches in training camp last year.
Right.
It sounds like the areas where he struggled the most was, you know, mastering the subtleties of the playbook, you know, which direction to turn a route or adjust a route or, you know, how many yards to line up in each situation and kind of had got stuck in one position instead of, like, the receivers that learn all three positions, which gets you on the field even more. Those are all things that he can continue to develop. So the jury's still out on him. I am, like, you know, when fantasy football season comes around, I'm not going to be saying, well, he's obviously going to be, you know, the guy that you got to draft high because he's going to be a breakout star this year. But he's obviously still got that potential. You can't just dismiss him because he struggled a little bit with consistency as a rookie.
All right, TripleESPN.com. Two final questions for you. I got to throw this one out there just because he's going to be on the show today. He's been on a couple days this week. John Forte loves him some Will Greer. Just absolutely loves him some Will Greer. Right now, ESPN.com has him as the fourth best available quarterback. Drew Lock, Ryan Finley, Jarrett Stidham, then Will Greer. If you click on best available overall, he's not inside the top 32, which, again, remember, the Saints pick 30th. Do you have any sense or inclination how the Saints sort of feel about any quarterback? Because I know they kind of looked at Greer a little bit, didn't they?
Yeah, I mean, they always look. They have to at this stage. This is 4 or 5 years in a row now where, you know, they've been working out quarterbacks and looking at them closely. The good thing, though, is they don't have to force it. They're not a team like some of the ones we saw in the first round of the draft yesterday that said we've got to get a young quarterback in the pipeline and at least try. The Saints only have to do it if they feel the way that John Forte feels about him. If you love Will Greer, I do not mind using the 62nd pick on a quarterback. You just don't have to force it because it's already a pretty deep room. I mean, obviously, Teddy Bridgewater, they're very high on.
Right.
He could easily become Drew Brees' heir. And, you know, they keep mentioning that they still see possible future for Taysom Hill. So it would be a pretty crowded quarterback room if you drafted a guy. But the position is, I think, as we were saying, I think he'd have to be the guy with the grade of 88 and everyone else would have to have an 85. I don't necessarily think if the quarterback has the 85 and there's a bunch of guys with an 88, I don't think you necessarily leapfrog the quarterback over other positions.
Final question for you. Do the Saints move up today in the second round and go target somebody?
It's entirely possible, as we know. 15 times in the last 12 years they've moved up. I would think maybe even more likely. Jeff Ireland said something about how much he liked, you know, the whole day two group. Maybe something like they did with Kamara, trade next year's second to get back into the third tonight so they walk away with two guys tonight. I think maybe something like that is likely.
That's what I think.
Yeah, with only one pick in the first four rounds, I would be stunned to see the Saints only pick once in the first four rounds.
I agree. It just screams like a neon sign, Mike, of vacancy, you know, right there. And there's no way that this team, with the talent in the window that they have, look, to try to add some depth and maybe to add somebody that can help them go into it. Because talking about it last night, on Eric Asher's TV show with David Grubb, he brought up a good point. You look at some of the top teams in the NFC, they all pretty much have some question marks. You look at Gurley with his knee, and Goff is, you know, is he still sort of that guy there? Dallas with some question marks. You have some of the top teams in the NFC that do have question marks. The Saints don't have very many, if any, question marks. So, you know, look, you're going all in. You know, you have Breeze this year. I could see them trying to get up there and try to go get a difference maker, a playmaker early in that second. You would have to get it.
Yep. And look, one thing we know about the Saints is they don't think trading up, obviously, is taboo. And they look at it as I compare it this way for people who like do fantasy drafts. Some people have, you know, drafts where you, you know, snake drafts, as they call them, where you make your pick in every round. Other people have auction drafts. And when it's not an auction draft, you don't say, all right, I am paying X amount for one player, X amount for my second player. You know, sometimes you pay a lot for three guys, sometimes you spread it out. They just think there's a value attached to every pick. The 40th pick in tonight's draft will cost X. If we like a guy there, we'll pay X. Like, they don't have any qualms about, you know, it goes against the unwritten rules to not have our six draft picks in this year's class. So, if they see a guy, they'll go get him.
There he is, Mike Triplett, ESPN.com, man. We'll be following you, of course, on the website throughout today and, of course, the rest of the weekend. Because after the draft, hey, there it is, undrafted rookie free agents, rather. The Saints have always gone after some pretty good ones there as well. So we'll be keeping an eye on what you got on there. Thank you, bud. Appreciate it.
Enjoy the tournament, man.
I'm enjoying the weather. This is beautiful. Thanks, Mike. I'll talk to you later, man. We are definitely just to the right of the ninth green. We'll give you a scoreboard update when we come back here live at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. Our coverage today brought to you by State Farm agents Ashley Berrios over in Cutoff and Orvaden Homes over in Metairie as well. It is absolutely beautiful. Jordan, the intern, any breaking news that you can tell us just yet?
Well, we got some in the NBA world.
We do. How about we touch on that?
Let's come back
after the scoreboard update. We'll do that next. Hour one is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. You've been injured in an accident. Ring the King. 504-909-KING is the number to call here. And get that free consultation call, and they'll tell you all about the ways they can help you. If they can. If they can't, they'll tell you. It's all free. Go to kinginjuryfirm.com at your convenience. You can even just email them or, you know, fill out a little text field there and tell them what your case is, and you can get a response that way if you don't want to mess with the phone. You know, some people don't want to do that. Anyway, it's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
But at Barker Mitzvah Bishi, it's raining cash. During the Spring Fest sales event, drive home in a new 2018 Eclipse Cross and take $4,500 off the MSRP. Or jump into a new 2019 Outlander Sport and take $4,000 off the MSRP. You want a little bit more? How about right now, take $5,000 off the MSRP when you choose a new 2019 Outlander SEL with seating for 7, Apple CarPlay, and leather seats. Now, that's how we roll during the Spring Fest at Barker Mitzvah Bishi with $4,500 off Eclipse Cross, $4,000 off new Outlander Sport, and $5,000 off new Outlander. Honda SEL. Plus, all these new Barker Mitsubishi come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. So come save thousands during the Spring Fest sales event only at Barker Mitsubishi in Houma. Or shop online at BarkerMitsubishi.com. Come see me, people, and remember that shrimp and laughter.
18KT129, MSRP 2438, 2,000 village discount, 2,000 factory rebate. Stock number 19T063, MSRP 2328, 3,000 village discount, 1,000 factory rebate. 19T055, MSRP 3910, 3,000 village discount, 2,000 factory rebate. We'll see CMS to deal with the details. Once he sleeps Evolution and MIEV, sale and save for 30, 2019.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotel,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free bright side breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
Bailey's Tire Service is your one-stop shop auto repair center. Their goal is to satisfy customer needs that walk through the door with their selection of Cooper, Mastercraft, and Toyo tires. Bailey's Tire Service will treat your ride like their ride. So for auto repairs from oil changes, brake repairs, Bailey's Tire Service is your complete auto repair shop. Visit them online at baileystireservice.com or check them out on Facebook.
It takes special skills to be a Daikin Comfort Pro. Let's listen in as he senses an old, inefficient system's imminent demise.
So costly. Tormented by an ongoing battle over the thermostat. Its days are numbered.
You got all that by waving your hand in the air in our living room?
Get to know your local Daikin Comfort Pro.
Car Rescue Wayne's Air and Heat. Rescuing you from the heat and cold and saving you from high prices. Call 985-532-6640.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover. We're live at the Zurich Classic of New Orleans, TPC of Louisiana, the golf course, the tournament. Of course, the Zurich Classic. Jordan, the intern, we got some interesting news in and around the, the NBA, for sure, which we'll get into here in a quick second, of course. Tournament, again, second straight year. They have the team format. I love it. And I think a lot of people do enjoy the format here as well. So it's two players per team. It's team format, Jordan. You understand what a team format is, right?
Correct. Okay. I know what a team is.
I'm just making sure. So yeah, Gay Sabatini, that tandem and team, 12 under par right now. So your leaders are 12 under par. So that's where we are, the leaders right here. I'll pull up the rest of the leaderboard here in a quick second. I want to get to the two big stories in around in the NBA, because I think they are kind of big. First, start with the Pelicans news. Jordan, what is it?
All right. So on Twitter, from Mark Stein, mm-hmm. Among the initial moves new GM David Griffin is attempting to make in New Orleans, league sources say he has secured permission to make a run at Aaron Nelson, longtime point man of the Phoenix Suns, vaunted athletic training staff.
Okay, this is the second person, right? We're talking about the Clippers' third in command as well, Trent Redden, that David Griffin was given a look at, who actually came to New Orleans and chatted, interviewed, or whatever. I don't know if it was an interview. It was probably just a chat about what position and job he would have. It's not an interview. That's who he wanted, right? But this is one of the things that we've been bringing up already.
It's refreshing.
That David Griffin has done just by his hire. He's respected. He's respected, and he knows what he needs. It's what we've been talking about, if you've been a Pels fan, that you've been sorely not only missing, needing, craving, and wanting. A person that eats, breathes, sleeps NBA. More importantly, how about this? A guy that grew up NBA. Right? This guy cut video for Danny Ainge. That's how he knows him. Remember on the jump, Jordan? He spoke earlier in this week. And Rachel Nichols and him were talking about, hey, are you going to be ready to deal with Danny Ainge? You know, he's a tricky GM over there. You better watch it.
Yeah, they were talking about little right. past stories of.
Yeah, and he's like, I got him. He knows other. He ain't going to mess over me. I know all about him. I worked with him. and I know how he is and how he operates. Boom. Right? Right there. Secondly, he knows the people around the league that he feels and thinks can help the situation. And when I said, remember weeks ago, during the intro, not to pat my back, but I said if this ball club or this team wanted to get back to winning and do it right, you have to invest. Invest in people, invest in the team, invest in your fans. Invest has a lot of different meanings, definitions, and tentacles that can reach out. So you invested in hiring the right person to run it. That's first. You got to start there. But then you have to give that person the ability to go on and continue that investment, right? It's got to trickle down. It's like the whole tree with the branches and stuff. We also talk about the coaching tree and stuff like, well, your organizational tree is just as important. But if I'm going to hire quality people, normally, Jordan, what does it take? They got to have that respect with the person that's hiring. They have to trust them.
Passion.
But money.
Money and passion.
I mean, let's be honest. Yeah, money and passion. I mean, let's be honest, right? If I'm going to hire you and I'm going to tell you to move from a team or a city, then you're moving your family. You're moving yourself. And I got to be able to make sure that you leave that job that you're at. And if I'm doing that, you're probably somebody that's good at that job and where you're at. So two things need to happen. I need to have the money to be able to do it. But B, I need to have the respect to where an organization is going to let me do it. Let's remember, he's trying to grab up-and-coming or, in this case, with the, you know, the medical staff individual, Aaron Nelson, people that are respected, people that are at the top of their profession, people that are paid, people that are doing their jobs for that team. You know, how many teams are going to be like, yeah, sure, go ahead and grab my guy? Not many. So, or in many cases, and I think that doesn't happen unless there's a level of respect to where, okay, you know what, because it's you, I'll let you talk to him. I hate to lose him, but I'll let you talk to him. And I think that's what's refreshing about this is that he's targeting, again, remember when we had Nancy Lieberman on months ago?
Yeah, she had her whole plans.
Remember, we had her on the week after the Anthony Davis news. And I said, hypothetically, you come in an interview, and she just stopped me and just took off. And she's like, well, you need to know who you got. I got a list right now who my general managers are. Right now who my coaches are. I got a list right now who's my medical staff. David Griffin clearly does as well, right? And I think that's a refreshing thing to know because, man, if there is, you know, coaching is always going to be like that. Fans wanted Monty out. Fans want Alvin. Fans want a coach out that doesn't win. Let's be honest, right? The same fans that now say we should have never fired Monty. Dude, half the media that says that right now, they wanted Monty out. Now, so that's just the life of a coach. But you know darn well, Jordan, there have been a lot of people that have said, man, we've got to be able to have, you know, people that are going to take care of other aspects and elements of it as well. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's something that makes a lot of sense when you look at what David Griffin's been able to do. And, you know, look, I love hearing that because the health, the medical staff, the medical department, my goodness, has that been an issue? Has it not? I mean, it absolutely is. What was it? Oh, man. David Grubb said it yesterday on the TV show. 117
I think
or
it was
something.
180-something games out of 220.
Different lineups.
Yeah, different lineups.
It was over 100 different starting lineups. What did I say? It was 117 starting. I'll text him right now. I think it was 117 starting lineups and 200-something games or 300 games. Regardless, it's I want you to hear that for a second. Over 100. If you have over 20 different starting lineups, that's a lot. 100? 100? Remember, there's 81 games in the season. So essentially, in just over a season, you had over 100 different starting lineups in a sport where you have five starters. We're not talking football where you can change a lineman, you can change a receiver, you can change a DB. We're talking five.
It's a different lineup every game.
We're talking five. There's only five starters. In baseball, it's nine. Five. That's ridiculous. ridiculous. The other news in 5 seconds. Join the intern.
Kurt Heelan put out on Twitter, several Warriors think Kevin Durant will be going to the New York Knicks.
Ooh, we'll talk to Rafael Esparza, who's decided to chime in now. I wonder where he's up to. We'll talk to him when we come back, live from the Zurich Classic of New Orleans. It's the Sporting Over on ESPN New Orleans.